You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Crane Kick Phenomenon, or Mr. Miyagi Meets Cyrano de Bergerac. In the original version of the movie The Karate Kid, the young hero Daniel sees his mentor, Mr. Miyagi, at the beach, practicing a jumping kick he calls the Crane Kick. Mr. Miyagi tells Daniel about this kick, "If do right, no can defense." At first, upon hearing this, I was irritated. Why would the producers of The Karate Kid mar what is an otherwise wonderful film? Well, with the additional exception of the goofy laying on of hands scene in which Mr. Miyagi uses his magical powers to heal Daniel's injured knee. Anyway, why would the producers mar a very good film with such a ridiculous line? There is no such thing as a technique against which there is no defense. To claim that there is goes against everything martial arts should, in my humble opinion, stand for. For the next several years, whenever the subject of the Karate Kid movie came up, I would go off into a rant about this subject, often much to the irritation of those around me. Then one day a deeper truth occurred to me. Maybe I was wrong after all. Perhaps I had been paying attention to the wrong part of the line. The key here is the first part. The phrase, "if do right," is the key. If you take the phrase, "do right," to its logical conclusion, then it refers not only to the execution of the technique, but to the preparation and the timing as well. Preparation refers to extra tactics executed before the technique, tactics which will help to create an opening. Not all offensive techniques require preparation. Sometimes the opponent, either from inexperience, incompetence, or a rare mental lapse, leaves an opening sufficient for inserting a simple or unprepared attack. When faced with an opponent too disciplined and skilled to easily expose a simple opening, you will need to employ more complex offensive tactics. In Western fencing, the first segment of this kind of attack is known as the preparation. I've been fencing for over 20 years, and find much of fencing's terminology and theory of attack a perfect fit for situations in other martial arts, and thus very useful. The preparation can take the form of a feint, designed to deceive the opponent into overreacting and just leaving an opening in his defense. Or it can take the form of an invitation, which is a false opening in your own defense, intended to draw the opponent's attack, thus creating the opportunity for your counterattack. It can also take the form of a beat. In fencing, a beat is a tactic in which you strike the opponent's blade with yours to knock it out of the line your opponent is holding. How to follow up the beat varies depending on the opponent's response. In empty-hand martial arts, I also employ the beat. It can take the form of a quick smack to the opponent's guard arm, or a fast kick to his shin. I've seen this tactic draw any number of different responses that bore offensive fruit for me. Thus, either the opponent's error or your preparation creates a momentary opening in the opponent's defenses. This means that not only must there be an opening, but that you must execute your attack at precisely the right moment. So timing is a vital element as well. So, once again, if you throw the crane kick properly, meaning with adequate preparation, precise timing, and with correct technical form, it must score. Again, as Mr. Miyagi put it, no can defense. But now a new source of irritation arises. Assuming that my premise and logic are valid, what is true for the crane kick is true for all techniques, and thus robs the crane kick of any special status. Of course, these verbal gymnastics are a little silly, but here's the real point. Much of my purpose in producing the Marshall Brain podcast is to do my small part in trying to tear away the veil of magical thinking that has surrounded the martial arts for centuries. One example, among too many, of this magical thinking is the idea that secret techniques against which there is no defense exist at all. If this were true, then the keepers of such techniques would always win every fight and sparring match, and all future martial arts students would only train with them. We live, however, in the real world, and a real-world fight between reasonably matched opponents statistically tends to go to the fighter who does not make the first mistake or who makes the fewest mistakes. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Marshall Brain. The Marshall Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. Contact me with questions about the Marshall Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.